feel the six pack in. I can feel the rumble like a cold black wind. It pulls in the dry gravel flies. He don't know.
Because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's 50% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports kicking in at midnight. ABC Senior White House Correspondent Selena Wang with reaction.
You can imagine that our trading partners are not happy about this because he had paused those reciprocal tariffs to allow negotiations with other countries. But as we are having these trading talks with other countries, the president then upping tariffs on a critical trading good. So we are seeing this backlash.
Two Chinese nationals are accused of smuggling a potential agro-terrorism weapon into the country. It's a fungus known to kill crops and be harmful to humans and could have had disastrous effects on agriculture. The U.S.-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation that had been distributing aid in Gaza will pause operations today to get multiple mass shootings of Palestinian civilians trying to get food at aid centers or trying to figure out how to make it better. A search is underway in Washington State for Travis Decker, accused of murdering his three young daughters. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. June down 40 to 1870, July down 50 to 1917, August down 35 to 1924, September down 20 at 1931. Cheese markets were lower. Barrels down 3 to 184. 40-pound blocks down 1 and 3 quarters to 193 and 3 quarters. 5 trade a barrel, 8 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1 to 250. 4 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 to 127 and 3 quarters. 3 trades on the day. Dry whey down a quarter to 56 and a quarter, one trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly lower on the day after starting the day mostly higher on expectations of higher cash markets for the week. However, there's starting to become rumors that the Packers are holding out for lower prices, and that decided to move the trade to a sell-off and a bit of a correction in the market. So live and feeder cattle markets mostly lower on the day. Meanwhile, hog markets, they were mixed. The nearbys mostly lower. There hasn't been enough trade in the cash markets for prices to even be reported. That had the trade a little bit spooked, along with those resistance levels all pressuring the market. June live cattle down 57 cents to 215.97. August feeder cattle down 52 cents to 301.22. June hogs down 62 cents to 100.22. Technical buying and possible drier weather as a ridge could move in to the corn and soybean belts at the end of the month helped to support corn and soybean prices on the day. While wheat markets moved mostly lower on some technical selling and profit taking. New crop corn up 2 3/4 to 438.5. New crop beans up 4.5 to 1021.5. July wheat down 3 to 536. Minneapolis wheat July down 9.25 to 618. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. June is Dairy Month. Did you know the first dairy cow in America arrived in the Jamestown colony in 1611? Until the 1850s, nearly every family had its own cow. Now, while you could walk the family cow upstairs, you couldn't get it back down to the pasture because a cow's knees are unable to bend properly to walk downstairs. This June Dairy Month message brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building fiber optic smart communities from the ground up. Visit WWT.net for more information.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at WWT.net.
Local markets from Tuesday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 392, July 394, new crop 379. Cash beans 961, July 966, new crop 932. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash and July corn 4.5, August 403.5, new crop 388.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 413. August 408, new crop 391. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 388, new crop 388. Cash beans 970, new crop 946. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 394, new crop 388. Cash beans 956, new crop 936. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 412, July 414, August 403, new crop 399, cash beans 1004, July 1006, August 991, new crop 963. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash in July corn 386, new crop 384, cash beans 971, July 974, new crop 949. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 216 to 243, Holstein fed cattle 185 to 210, market cows 110 to 150, bulls 159 to 204, calves 700 to 1500, beef steers 267 to 760, Holstein steers 220 to 590. Sheep markets, light lambs 260 and down, market lambs 245 and down, ewes 135 and down. Goat markets, does 330 and down, bucks 340 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 220 to 238, finished beef heifers 220 to 234.50, finished dairy steers 200 to 220, market cows 118 to 134, Market bulls 170 to 188. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
If you need to hire, you know it takes time. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates the very next day? Now you can with ZipIntro from ZipRecruiter. You simply pick a time and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day.
Try ZipIntro for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipIntro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is? Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to be dealing with a little more of that wildfire smoke this morning, but it's gradually going to get out of here this afternoon, and we should get a break from that for a couple of days here. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 52 tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 77. If your bathroom is due for a remodel, why not get what you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 a.m. 107.3 FM.
My daddy always was a gentleman, never the kind to ever force his hand. He would always be the last one to raise his voice. If anybody ever put us down, you can bet that he would stand his ground. Tell me, son, sometimes you got no choice. You got to kick a little to cause a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, yeah, you got to kick a little and be tough. You got to let them know you've had enough. Remember that unless you want to finish, kick a little. Some people judge you by the way you look. They see you once and say you ain't no good. Feels like they're never gonna take you for who you are. That's when you have to stand up and be strong and go the extra mile to prove I'm all wrong. Just remember when they push you way too far. You got to kick a little and cause a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, yeah, you got to kick a little and be tough. You got to let them know you've had enough. Remember that in
together. I try to think about Shakespeare, leap year.
You know the words. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She walks in the Smokies one hip at a time, like a broken field runner slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, "Don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight." Wife hangs up the phone, burst into tears, calls her sister up and cries, "Get over here." Sister tells her boyfriend, "Be back in a while." Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, "Got one life to live." They scream into the night, "Let's get it over with." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas car, starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot. He flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks. Lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls a cop, says she saw it all. Swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief. Mayor says use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Joe Diffie, Third Rock from the Sun, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures upper 40s to low 50s across the region this morning. Going to see plenty of sunshine today, and things will warm back up into the 70s and even some 80s possible. And we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, Chad Smith will be in. Good idea to have some type of a disaster plan in place, especially if you're a livestock farmer. We're going to have more with Chad on that here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Insecticide-resistant soybean aphids are posing a challenge for farmers. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit WISoybean.com.
For a few years, soybean aphids weren't too much of a problem in places like Iowa. However, last year was a wake-up call, especially for farmers in northern Iowa. Kurt Martins, BASF Technical Services representative for eastern Iowa and western Illinois, said that soybean aphids can cause damage in a few different ways.
They overwinter on buckthorn. It's kind of a shrub area. It's where they overwinter. And then in the springtime, they'll start going through some different life cycles. Usually, it seems like we start really experiencing them if we're going to have them in July, you know, late July, early August time frame, and in the aphids, and if we have the good weather, and, you know, if we've got 65 to 80 degree temperatures and those right weather conditions, they can really grow their populations really fast, and they're piercing, sucking, you know, aphids, and they're gonna pull resources out of the plants. On top of that, they'll produce like a sticky, sugary waste called honeydew on the leaf surface that turns into a moldy soot as well. It can sometimes block out the sun getting to the leaf surface, the soybeans as well. And, you know, when you add all that up, it's pretty easy to start pulling some yield off these soybean plants.
Not only did the aphids come back, but they're now suspected to be resistant to pyrethroid class insecticides, which are the most commonly used.
On top of that, here's a real kicker. A lot of people experienced for the first time last year with these soybean aphids. We believe that pretty much all of them that we see, at least in, you know, northern Iowa, Minnesota, those areas, they're resistant to the pyrethroid class of insecticides. And that's our most commonly used insecticide that we've been using for soybean aphids. They don't work anymore, and so we need to find a different mode of action insecticide to control them. So some people kind of found that out the hard way last year. And so then they had to retreat with something like Safena insecticide from BASF, which is a unique mode of action for controlling soybean aphids.
As with many crop pests, scouting is a major part of the management strategy. Martin says there's a few things to consider when scouting for soybean aphids.
And again, I think that's what took a lot of folks back last year. They just weren't out there scouting for it because, again, it's a pest that we haven't seen for a few years. So we need to always scout, continue to scout for soybean aphids. We're in that, if you're in that area, you know, like that I cover in Iowa and Illinois, soybeans, aphids can always be a problem. That might not be a problem every year, but definitely can be a problem. So we're going to get out there and scout. You know, after that, we watch the weather. If it gets too warm, that may cause the populations to crash. We're going to look out for our beneficial insects as well, like parasitic wasps, lady beetles. They feed on aphids. And we're going to watch that balance.
Kurt Martins with BASF. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to be dealing with a little more of that wildfire smoke this morning, but it's gradually going to get out of here this afternoon, and we should get a break from that for a couple of days here. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 52 tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 77. If your bathroom is due for a remodel, why not get what you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. A switchblade knife for $43. My friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stop us out and you can't make a run. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Hank Jr., Country Boy Can Survive, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. We have temperatures upper 40s, low 50s this morning. Well over 1,500 students from 114 schools across Wisconsin authored essays for the Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom Essay Contest. These were Wisconsin 4th and 5th graders. They were asked to author an essay with the theme, A Wisconsin Tree in Me, How Trees Grow Food and Fiber as part of the contest. Now from District 9, Cora Wood from Spring Valley Elementary was selected as one of the finalists in the 4th grade. Meanwhile, in 5th grade in District 9, Annabella Heitkamp of Colfax was selected. Also in the 5th grade finalist category in District 4, Drew Brantner of Pepin Elementary is the finalist. So good luck to our area finalists in the Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom Essay Contest. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires and the innovators of low sidewall technology. Over the last 5 years, a majority of America's pasture land has experienced drought conditions, pinching grass supplies and forcing ranchers to liquidate herds. The USDA last week announced an early assistance program for those producers who suffered losses over the last 2 years, and I'll be back with more when we return.
Don't let your farm tires limit performance in the field. Ditch the duels. Super Single Goodyear Farm Tires featuring Titan LSW technology help growers unlock greater performance. Featuring a larger rim and smaller sidewall, LSW technology minimizes soil compaction and creates a smoother ride in and out of the field. Discover what farmers across the country already know. LSW tire technology promotes greater efficiency on your farm, offering performance gains that practically pay for themselves. Still not convinced? Our nationwide network of ag specialists have your back, providing air pressure recommendations and farm-specific advice to maximize performance and get the most out of your tire investment. Titan has you covered with a full lineup of tires to fit every application on your farm. Be sure to visit the Titan website and use our chat feature to talk with a tire expert. Visit titan-intl.com today.
Last Thursday, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced a new disaster assistance package for livestock producers affected by natural disasters. The aid, which will total nearly $1 billion, will be distributed through the Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program, better known as ELAP, and the Livestock Forage Disaster Program, or LFP. The USDA says the goal is to get help to producers faster, especially those who have been hit hardest by extended drought, wildfires, or winter storms over the last 2 years. These programs are being adjusted to accelerate payments and provide retroactive support for losses that occurred in 2023 and early 2024. The funding comes from the Emergency Relief Program authorized under the 2024 Disaster Recovery Supplemental Appropriations Act, which was passed by Congress in early May with bipartisan support. The USDA moved quickly, standing up this assistance package in under 4 weeks after the bill's passage. The rollout marks one of the fastest disaster response deployments the agency has executed for livestock producers. The new funding specifically targets cattle producers who were forced to buy supplemental feed, haul water, or relocate livestock because their pasture land couldn't support the herd. In some cases, these expenses ran into the tens of thousands of dollars per operation. USDA says this early assistance should cover a meaningful portion of those emergency costs. To qualify, producers must have suffered documented losses due to drought, D2 level or higher for 8 consecutive weeks or more, or other eligible natural disasters. The assistance will be calculated using a streamlined formula based on county-level drought intensity, the amount of livestock impacted, and the eligible months of feed loss. I'll have more details when we return.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
For cattle producers interested in the recently announced livestock disaster assistance from USDA, you do not need to reapply if you've already submitted your LFP or ELAP documentation to the FSA. But if you haven't, the USDA recommends contacting your county farm service agency office as soon as possible. Payments are expected to start hitting bank accounts in early July. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
They said, change your clothes. She said, no, I won't. They said, comb your hair. She said, some kids don't. And her parents' dreams went up in smoke. They said, you can't leave. She said, yes, I will. They said, don't see him. She said, his name is Bill. She's on a roll and it's all uphill. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on her daddy's knee, he said, you can be anything you want to be. She's a wild one running free. She loves rock and roll. They said it's Satan's time. She thinks they're too old. They think she's too young. The battle lines are clearly drawn. She's a wild.
Johnny Walker sat at a table in a bar, minded his own affairs, drinking his namesake over the rocks. He was drunk, too drunk to care, when a girl from the bar walked up beside him, and this is what she said. She said, a woman came by with a letter for you, and this is what the letter said. John, he got up from the table, slowly he walked outside. He was thinking of his wife and little children at home, and how his drinking had ruined their lives. Then John, he stared off into that streetlight, and a vision filled his poor heart with dread. For it was him lying drunk there in that gutter, clutching in his hand the letter that Johnny Walker read. And this is what it said.
Listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced that Andrew C. Iverson has been appointed by President Trump to serve as USDA's Rural Development State Director for Wisconsin. Iverson most recently served as Executive Director for the Republican Party of Wisconsin and previously held positions with the Republican National Committee, Senator Ron Johnson, Representative Brian Stile, and others. The National Milk Producers Federation is applauding the Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry for supporting by voice vote the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. The bill's markup yesterday was a critical step in passing the legislation, which has already been approved at the House committee level. The bill, if signed into law, would provide schools with the option of serving whole and 2% milk. Whole and 2% milk are the most consumed varieties at home, but they're more satiating than lower fat varieties and offer the same 13 essential nutrients, including protein, calcium, and vitamin D. Currently, school meal rules in effect since 2012 only allow 1% and fat-free milk options. Purdue University researchers have developed an innovative paper-based diagnostic test for rapidly detecting avian influenza. The novel test addresses the urgent need for an efficient and cost-effective surveillance tool to combat the global threat posed by avian influenza viruses. The test is suitable for use in field settings, including areas with limited access to advanced laboratory facilities. A key advantage of the test is its potential use across a variety of species. It works by using an oral or nasal swab, then transferring the sample to paper-based devices. The test should work across different livestock species like poultry and dairy animals, wildlife like birds and rodents, and even humans. The role of avian flu is contributing to the higher cost of eggs due to the falling levels of supplies in the country. Other factors are adding to the cost, including rigorous and expensive protection measures and enhanced sanitation on farms. Thousands of FFA members from across the U.S. will be in Washington, D.C. through July 11th. The Washington Leadership Conference offers 5 week-long blocks that students can choose from. The premier leadership experience for more than 1,600 high school students exposes them to the rich history of the nation's capital. WLC, which has been taking place for more than 50 years, inspires FFA members to become change makers in their communities. Key aspect of the conference is for students to learn how to advocate for agriculture and agricultural education, and that's accomplished through congressional visits and meeting in person with their state representatives and senators. Each day, the conference focuses on a different principle taught in the context of the nation's capital, including exploration, encouragement, advocacy, and service. At the end of the week, attendees leave with a living-to-serve plan that they can implement back in their communities. Iowa welcomed over 50 members of a Vietnamese delegation to the Iowa State Capitol for the signing of 5 memoranda of understanding between the Vietnamese feed industry and private U.S. companies. The focus of the signing is increasing the trade of U.S. grains, including corn. 2 MOUs signed were specific to corn and DDGs, equating 900,000 metric tons of U.S. corn and 250,000 metric tons of DDGs. Vietnam is a strategic trading partner with the United States and is a top importer of DDGs, said Iowa Corn Board President Ralph Lance. This event showcased an increased commitment from Vietnam to purchase more agricultural products and reinforce the strong partnership between our countries. The Vietnamese government is also considering an expansion of its ethanol mandate from E5 to E10 for all grades of gasoline. That would mean an additional 200 million gallons of new ethanol demand potential for U.S. producers and exporters. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to be dealing with a little more of that wildfire smoke this morning, but it's gradually going to get out of here this afternoon, and we should get a break from that for a couple of days here. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 52 tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 77. If your bathroom is due for a remodel, why not get what you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3.
I got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. He said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. When suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
Off the brim of my hat, sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66, wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park, a man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did sleeping in our king-sized bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. My shirt like I ain't got nothing on, but I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail, people writing letters back home.
Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
For Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.